There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You mentioned your nervous system has this awareness post near-death experience. And in there, one of the questions that I've got is, I guess I'm familiar with your work, so I know the answer to this question, but I think it's worth the exploration of just how fine-tuned things have become for you and what sort of opened up on the other side of the near-death experience in terms of, I don't want to call them psychic abilities, but in terms of your extrasensory perceptions, let's call it that. I think that's a pretty grounded place to explore it. Can you describe some of the stuff that goes on for you that's just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me start off by saying I don't think there's anything special about me. I actually think everybody has these abilities, every single person. In fact, I have a whole academy where I teach people how to do this. And it's so cool because we had a lawyer come into the academy and she was thinking, I'm probably not going to get a whole lot out of this, but I'm just going to try. And now she channels angels and she's having, you know, discussions with the gathering, right? She's able to sense and see. She picked up her whole life, moved to Bali. She's living a whole different life now. So I do want to say there's nothing special about me. You don't have to die to access these skills. That was just my path. And you can take a class and turn on all these skills. It's just a thing. So for me, though, I can, you know, all my extrasensory perceptions turned on. So my smelling is incredible. I can smell something miles away and I smell all the layers of it. It's sort of, I imagine it's what a German Shepherd experiences. It can be a real gift and also not a real gift.
I can imagine. You know what
I'm saying. Yes. Same thing. I can see frequency. Right? So I can look at a picture of somebody, whether it's in front of me or on a piece of paper, I can know what kind of drugs they're doing. I can know what kind of disease process is going in the body. So I can see that frequency happening, which again is also a gift and sometimes not a gift. Because when you know a lot of that information, I just can't go around and dump that on somebody. It's not appropriate, right? I can't go up to somebody and say, did you know? Did you know this?
Permission is a sacred key. Yeah.
Yes. So it's a gift and not a gift. But I believe that everybody has this. Now, my theory on activating this is that the more people that tap into all the sensory perceptions that we have, you have to be clear, right? If you know that all your friends can see through you completely, right? They know what kind of drugs you're doing. They know what you're watching on your phone. They know what they know everything. It requires you to be clear. And that's part of what's happening with our society, by the way, with other civilizations, civilizations in our past, other ET civilizations, they're already there. They can already, telepathy is a thing. So, you know, oftentimes I will know what people are going to tell me before they tell me. I can read thoughts oftentimes. So again, it requires us to be very clear and precise and mindful about our vehicle and what we're allowing to go run rampant in our vehicle. And that's what I can do, but it's what everybody can do once they learn how to tune into those things that are already there. And there's a process, right? It's tough when all of a sudden you can see so deeply into things, and there's a process of evolution that happens for people, a boundary process. They have to really get good with boundaries. They have to get really good with what they take in from the outside world, right? When we are I'm sure there's so many empaths listening to this. When we're feeling depleted, when you go outside in a group or a crowd, that's because you've got your, you talked about the Taurus field, our Taurus field of energy. Most people on this planet suck in energy from the top and they bring it down through their system and then they put it out, especially the empaths listening to this call. You guys are great about taking in that energy, cleaning it up for people unconsciously, right? You're doing what I talked about sending that energy out on a global scale. You're already doing it unconsciously. So what we want to do instead is we want to reverse the Taurus field and we want to create that ball of God energy, that divine energy, that Christ consciousness, so big, so bright in here first and cascade it outward that we're not in taking other people's data, emotions, feelings, and we're projecting that God consciousness outward. And that's healing for us. It's healing for other people and allows that boundary of I don't need to come up and tell you that you've got kidney problems, right? Or whatever it is that that person's experiencing.
The Taurus field reverse is going through your root chakra first as opposed to coming in through your crown. Is that what you're describing there, or have I interpreted it incorrectly?
I see it as heart chakra instead of coming in through your crown. Yeah. So most people, when they go out and solar plexus, right, they'll either go solar plexus and root and like suck up everybody's stuff through their solar plexus and root, or they'll do it. It just depends on how you're wired, or they'll do it through the crown. But either way, they're taking on people's energy unconsciously so they can cleanse, clear and heal it. And then they release it back to the people, but they go away feeling drained and exhausted. Versus building a ball of God, divine, Christ, whatever you want to call that consciousness, so big, so bright inside of yourself that it goes outward. You don't then pick up people's stuff. It's like this, the sunshine does never worry about a planet taking its light.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The sunshine just shines and gives warmth. And so when you activate your internal sun, right, when you activate that internal sunshine, your own solar system, right, then you don't worry about anyone taking your light. You don't worry about anyone sucking you dry because you're so big and so bright. You're radiating so much God light, divine light, that you walk around and people will tell you still like, oh, I feel better in your presence. Oh my gosh, I feel so good when you're around. The caveat is you don't feel depleted. You don't feel exhausted. You don't take on their stuff to heal.
A lot of the discernment in that space probably lives within intuition. Am I pointing the finger to the right place somewhat? I'm shooting also back into the part of the conversation where you were looking for that park and you had a voice to slow down when you were going to the crystal fair. And there's that sort of, hey, slow down. And your mum's like, hey, hurry up. And you're like, nah, not right now. Yeah, listening to your guides. The intuition is a big part of it, would you say?
Yeah, through this process, I mean, we're all given such great guidance, but we have to be present to listen to it. And there's a process that I went through, and I remember this so deeply. When I first came back and I was learning, I had to learn to drive again. Okay. And that's a weird thing, having to learn to read again and drive again. And I was learning to drive again and I'm driving along and I heard this voice and it was like, whatever you do, don't go that way. Don't turn that way. And that was the moment that I had to stop and realize that's the voice of fear. What does my intuition sound like? And I think that's a big thing for people, is learning the difference between what the voice of fear sounds like versus what the voice of intuition sounds like. Intuition's going to sound like, it's okay to slow down. Intuition's going to sound like, hey, this might be coming up, you know, or hey, get ready for this, whatever it is. Intuition's never that crazy, crazy backseat driver going, don't do that, like whatever you do. And so if you can always remember to tune in, and if you feel any fear with the guidance, that's not your guidance. That's either a negative entity or it's fear, which I would also say is a negative entity, right? Fear. So really taking a look at that and then asking, if you are getting fearful guidance, to ask intuition, my highest self, divine light, show me what my real intuition sounds like. Give me a direct experience of that. Because here's the thing, and we touched on this before, but I definitely want to bring it back around to this, is that you are God consciousness in a body, and your consciousness trumps everything. And so when you ask for something, you can receive it. And when you ask for guidance from your highest self, from divine consciousness, you will start to get that direct experience. And really remembering that you can command energy. I have this audio where I talk people through commanding the energy. And I'll do this with clients who are traveling, and I'll say to them, okay, do this with me. Angels, guides, my higher self, go before me today and pave the entire way with magic and miracles beyond my wildest dreams. And then just go about your day knowing that that energy is preceding you, and watch for just the most incredible things to happen. And you'll run into amazing people, and all sorts of yummy things will happen for you. And even if you run into a weird, funky travel situation, it's just been handled for you, you know? And so really bringing yourself back in this moment of remembering that you are divine consciousness here in physical form. And the more you remember that, the more you own it and claim it, not from the ego space, but from the place of, I'm allowing divine consciousness to flow to me and through me at all times throughout this day. And just watch what happens in your life when you tap back into that space. I had a teacher once tell me, as many times as you can get there, it's like adding a little diamond to your necklace, and see how many diamonds you can put on your necklace of consciousness, of being present in connection as God consciousness, divine consciousness coming as and through you each day, like you were adding these beautiful diamonds to a necklace, and just watch what happens.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.